The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Coins, panties, fire, sprinklers, coins, panties, fire, sprinklers. Oh, come on. We've all got things to do, mate. Let's just make this quick. But coins, panties, and fire sprinklers are on today's menu. We talk about how much can you pay with coins before you're considered a big fat dickaroony. Also, would the shy guy muster up some courage for once in his life and remove the panties from the sidewalk near his apartment dwelling? And in a double Shy Guy special, where he also puts on his fire warden helmet, what happens when you hit one of those sprinklers? You know, the ones on the ceiling, not the ones in the lawn. That'd be boring. Enjoy the quickie. Just probably get a hard and fast rule and just get a decision from the nation. How many coins can one use in one payment transaction? It's probably the least common of all the payment methods, isn't it? And, oh, how would you like to pay? Oh, just on card, thanks. Or sometimes they go, oh, how would you like to pay? Oh, just cash. Oh, yeah, just pay by cash. Yeah, got a little bit of cash here. Very rarely do you hear, oh, I'll just pay by coin, if that's all right. It's come this certain time of the month where Danny Lakey gets a free salad. And when I say free salad, I don't really mean free salad. I just mean that I'm able to use all the coins and shrapnel that have accrued in my car / van, living the van life. Get around me.
This is my van.
I get a dollar every day back when I pay cash for my salads. It's a $19 salad. I give a $20 note. $1 returns, goes in the little van bit, in the little van pipeline piece.
This is my van.
Obviously, once 19 days accrue, I have 19 $1 coins in my van. I then treat this like a free salad, and Salad Dan Van,
this is my van,
gets his free salad. I bring up from my van to the salad center $19 worth of $1 coins, where the lady who knows me as a regular at the salad bar looks at me with utter dismay, going, "What do you think this place is?" It's a free salad for me, and I'm paying $19 in coins. I took it to the team today. I said, Shy Guy, Shuey Louie, producer Maddie who's filling in on the phones, Nicholas Kelly in the background, Ash London hanging around after the show. How many coins can a man use to pay for something like this? Is $19 worth of $1 coins off the table, Shy Guy?
Anything more than $4 worth of coins, like $2 and a $1 and another $1, that's fine. Anything above that, nah. Too many.
Just when you thought you knew a man. You're going the less than $5 rule for the coins.
Absolutely.
Really? So say you've got $19 worth of coins hanging around. You're using that just for miscellaneous sticks of gum.
They just stay in the car under the seat.
Bottles of Coca-Cola.
Increase the value when I go to sell it.
Less than $3. Oh, wow. This is amazing. I never knew that there was some sort of hard and fast rule. I mean, Maddie on the phone's filling in while Shuey Louie's getting ghost fingers up her bum. You're not part of the $4 club, surely?
I went to the post office to deposit some coins and I got turned away at $6 maximum of coins.
To deposit them as well, not even buy something.
Just to deposit.
I don't want to lose my free meal. I don't want to lose that free $19 salad every week. 131060 asking this question.
How much can you pay in coins until you're a dick?
You're such a dick.
I always thought we were living by the rule, under 20, coins are plenty. Any more than that, financial brat. $20 I always thought was the limit. That's a handful of coins right there. I mean, maybe let's even get a little deeper here. $20 worth of $1 coins is acceptable. 20 coins in the hand is the limit. If I were to pay for a $19, $20 salad with, say, 5 cent coins, nah, you're being a coin brat. Be a little coiny bitch.
Gold only, I think.
Gold only. I think $20 coins in the hand is where I draw the line. And I wonder if Australia is with me on that rule, or maybe I'm out of date. Maybe I'm out of touch with the people. 131060. How many coins? What's the limit? I'd love to hear from some cashiers, some business owners. Do you welcome the coinage? Jasmine on 131060, more of an enlightened being. What words do you have?
As long as they fit in your hands and you don't need to use a bag to hand them over, it's fine.
Yeah, shy guy. 18 words. As long as they fit in your hand and you need to use a bag, it's fine. That's exactly right. A handful of coins, which for me, personally, equates to 20 coins. It's a 20 rule. Right, we've got a similar value of measurement, just different ways of exporting the coin. I love it. I love it. Do you love it? Jasmine loves it. Sean on 131060. And this is more of a story about you and what you've managed to get away with purchasing coins, but I'll preface it with that you do work in retail. So you're handling a lot of coin, card and cash.
Yes, mate, I am. This is a real extreme one. I work in liquor retail. And, mate, last Christmas I had an older lady come in and, you know, it's like, oh, look, I've been saving all this money. I'd really love to, you know, pay for a couple of cartons of beer for me and my son for Christmas. Do you mind if I pay you in 20 and 50-cent pieces? And I was like, oh, look, yeah, look, no worries, I'll accept that. So we paid for two cartons of beer in 20 and 50-cent pieces. And then she said to me, look, do you mind helping me, you know, carry these cartons of beer out to my car? And I'm like, it's not a problem. I'm happy to help you. Which is your car? And she's like, that one out there, the black Mercedes.
Well, maybe she owns a Mercedes because she's so frugal with her savings like that. Maybe there's...
I agree with you, mate, but I feel like I've been done. You know, I'm happy to help this old lady help herself and her son out for Christmas, but when she pointed out the brand new black Mercedes, not an old one, I felt like I'd been done.
Yeah, no, it's true. Sometimes you give someone an inch and an old lady will take a mile. Can you imagine if Shy Guy wears that BWS? He's the two words, lady, pay pass. Shaga. Merry Christmas. Tony on 131060. Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. What's the go? Hard and fast rule with paying with coins. Is there a limit?
Well, for me, no. So I had an incident many, many years ago. We're talking back in the 80s. And I was being harassed by a financial institution for money outstanding on a card. So I decided to get the payout figure. And the payout figure was $4,800. So I went in at 4:45 on the Friday afternoon, said I wanted to settle the account. They went, yeah, great. How are you paying that? I said, cash. They went, fantastic. I said, wait here. I walked outside. I had a friend with me. I had a wheelbarrow full of 5-cent pieces. I walked into the office and dumped it all on their floor.
Oh, one of the greats. Don't you hate it when credit companies ask for the money back that you borrowed?
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake Late Show quickie.
Shy Guy finds mystery panties in residential block.
That doesn't need the dramatic sting, by the way.
Sometimes I like to pretend things in my life are actual newspaper headlines. Should be a headline. It's not every day that the Shy Guy finds mystery panties.
Or brings it up in the meeting.
No. I mean, you sort of said at the end of the meeting with a coy sort of voice that you've got a panties conundrum.
Yeah, so I mean, immediately you and all the team would be like, oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Thinking they were mine.
No. No one thought they were your mystery panties. We believe you. If you say you've walked across a pair of mystery panties, they're mystery panties. But what you were saying about where the panties have been situated, sort of, that bring all that up.
All right, so...
Have you been stressing all day thinking you were going to be blamed for the pants? We don't think they're your panties, mister.
Well, I don't know.
Start from the start.
All right.
Start from the start.
All right, so every day after the show, we get home quite late. It's pitch black in my apartment building that I live in. There's like this courtyard thing in the middle of it.
Mm.
And so I park on the street and then I walk through it to get to my apartment building.
So how many people roughly live in this apartment?
100, maybe?
Okay, yeah, 100. Yeah, yeah, pretty big apartment.
Yeah, nice. It's about two buildings.
Okay,
three, cool. Four floors. Anyway,
yep.
Details like that don't matter. So there's this courtyard. And on this footpath for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, there's been this black pair of underwear just sitting on the path. And, you know, there's a train station nearby. Mm-hmm. People are going back and forth all day long. And no one's been picking up the pants.
Public path panties.
Yeah.
Public path mystery black panties.
And the fact that I don't know, maybe 20, 40 people a day at least will be walking past them when they're off to work or whatever.
Yeah. It's like a sexy, tough mudder course. You have to navigate your way around, under the mystery panties.
They're just off to the side on the footpath, so you can easily walk around. You have to step over them.
So not enough to really have to make people say, oh, Jesus, there's some panties right in the middle of my walking space. Yeah. But enough that you would always see the panties if you're walking past.
Yeah, every day I'm walking past going, oh, I wonder if someone's picked them up.
This is a residential place. This is high-class people like yourself,
Shoga. It could be my neighbour.
It could be anyone's panties. It doesn't matter who the panties are for, Shoga. The fact is, there's a mystery pair of panties that need to be thrown in the bin at some point.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I mean, why, instead of wasting the last 10 days thinking on the drive home, stressing and becoming all anxious, going, oh, will the panties still be there? Oh, I hope I don't have to look at those black mystery pathway panties again. Did it ever occur to you that maybe you could pick up the panties and throw them in the bin?
No. Not at all. I'm not touching that.
It's not how the Shy Guy works.
Nope.
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
Oh, too hard basket. Someone else will do it.
I'm
merely a follower on this planet.
They could be diseased.
I'm looking for a leader here of diseased panties. Shy Guy, here's what I feel.
Okay.
Identity of the pants aside, whether someone sees you pick up the pants aside, all your life you've been following. You've been looking for someone else to take the lead. You've been looking for someone else to grab life by the scruff of the neck for you. This is your coming of age moment.
Do you think?
This is where Shy Guy can transform. These are the life lessons. These are the schools of hard knocks. You know what I think we should do?
Should the Shy Guy remove the panties?
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
Just put yourself in another person's body for half a second
here. All right, yep.
Imagine you. Visualise this, Shy Guy. You proudly walking home tonight. No one around. You just pick up those panties by the scruff of their little nape.
Nope.
And toss them in the recycling.
Nope. Well, that's it. I don't even know where the bins are in this court. I'd have to take it into my apartment.
Yeah, it's true. You do have some housemates that cook you dinner, do your laundry, and take the rubbish bins out for you. You're a man who can dispose of the panties. There's no doubt about it. I believe in you, Shogo. And even though you don't believe in yourself, I think you can be the guy out of 100 people who are pissed off at these pants. Maybe you can take a stand for once in your life. 131060. If we can get 4 people sending messages of support saying to you, Shy Guy, you can remove the panties.
Okay.
Do we have a deal?
We have a deal. If 4 people call through and team me up to do it, give me a pep talk. But I want to wear a hazmat suit, use tongs, and have a Ziploc bag to put it in.
You can have some tools.
All right.
There's no doubt you can have some tools. We'll hook you up with some rubber gloves, etc. 131060. This isn't a job that I can do by myself. I've led the horse to the water, but I cannot make this horse pick up the panties by myself. Tony on 131060. Yes, but message of support for the Shy Guy to pick up the panties?
Absolutely. Just get some gloves and just pick up that rubbish and put it straight in the bin.
All right, love the use of the word rubbish there. Love it. It's rubbish.
And gloves.
Yeah.
Okay. I applaud the gloves.
And gloves. He's getting a little too shy again now. But what? These aren't panties. This is rubbish, Shy Guy. That's how you got to attack this. Stacey on 131060. Hello.
Hello.
What would you like to say to the Shy Guy?
No way, Shy Guy. This is not your opportunity.
Whoa. Thank you, Stacey.
Whoa, you're breaking up there, Stacey. Ooh, gotta love you and leave you there, Stace. Brooke on 131060. Hello.
Yes. Yes, you should definitely remove the panties from the footpath. That would be so frustrating every day.
Yes, exactly. So frustrating. God,
yeah, couldn't handle it.
Imagine if Brooke sees you out of her balcony. She's not going to go, look at that weird, scrawny man picking up those panties. She's going to go, that's the kind of guy I need in my life. Someone who's going to pick up those panties and throw them in the trash.
That's right.
There we go. Brett on 131060. We've got 2 messages of support for the Shy Guy. Looking for a third here.
Danny, I reckon Shy Guy needs to grow up here and just pick him up and deal with it, just like anyone else would.
Exactly.
Just like anyone else
would.
Okay,
No one is.
No one else in my apartment block will.
But Brett will, and you will, Shy Guy. That's the thing. You've got to take care of business.
Bronny.
Yeah.
I'm 13, 10, 60.
Look at the Shy Guy growing in confidence. Yeah. Taking his own calls.
Chuck a peg on your nose and get some gloves on and grab them and take one for the team.
Nice. YOLO. Yes, YOLO. YOLO to the panties, Bronny. Okay, Shy Guy, we've got the four. I want you to repeat after me. A deal is a deal.
All right.
I, Shy Guy. Timid young sheep of the show.
Timid young sheep of the show.
Will change my path.
Will change my path.
Alter my destiny.
Alter my destiny.
And pick up those panties.
And pick up those panties.
Unbelievable. The panties must be in a Ziploc bag on my desk by midday tomorrow.
Okay.
We will check in tomorrow night.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Time to bust a myth or two. I've always been told when we are kicking the football around the office to be extremely careful, because if this ball were to go too high and hit the ceiling and hit one of the many fire sprinklers that are littered throughout this building ceiling, then it would trigger an all-out hydro assault. Therefore, meaning that if the ball was kicked too high, or if anything got up there and accidentally knocked one of, let's say, 185 sprinklers riddled around these office ceilings, then all of a sudden it would cause a chain reaction, and this building, within seconds, would be swamped with millions and millions of dollars of irreparable damage. Something didn't quite add up. I thought, well, I'm not about to try this, because if it does happen, then I'm in some deep, deep dung. It did strike me, though, as a little bit over the top and excessive. Not much happening for a lot of damage in the outcome. A few days went by and I thought, oh, yeah, it's got to be a myth. It's got to be one of those things where people just say it. It's hearsay. It's rumours gone wrong. And then I saw this on the news earlier on.
If you had a bad day at work, spare a thought for this delivery driver who missed the height restrictions at Castle Towers Shopping Centre and set off the sprinkler system.
Now, granted, this isn't an office environment with millions of dollars worth of technology and computers. This is just a run-of-the-mill underground car park, something where nothing gets damaged. But it would support the theory that the second the sprinkler is knocked, it lets out a chain reaction.
No. No, it doesn't.
Hey, guys. It's Fire Warden Shy Guy. It's okay. Calm down. I've got this. It's okay.
The warden's in town.
Warden's here.
That's right. Oh, I remember that. At the start of the year, there was a Starfall email going around. Like, who would like to be one of the fire wardens, a.k.a. one of the most hated people in the office, to put on some stupid hat and direct everyone during the yearly emergency fire evacuation drill. And Shy Guy put his hand up.
No, I was nominated because someone else in this office, who I'm not going to name, didn't want to do it.
Oh, right. Well, you're taking the job pretty seriously over
yes.
there.
Oh, I've had to learn. I've had to do a whole day's worth of training.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Good one, Fire Warden.
And I am an expert on these fire equipment systems we've got.
See, I've always said when you'd say, hey, stop kicking the ball around, you'll hit the sprinklers and they'll go off, that was just a big ploy because you felt insecure because you weren't very good at kicking the football and you just wanted the rest of the boys to stop playing.
That, and I didn't want to have to answer a call to the fire is if you guys were to hit one.
All right. Hang on a second. What is your theory if I were to smack a ball right into the fire sprinkler right now?
So my theory is if you smack a ball into the fire, clip the little metal thing on the roof, it will set them all off.
That seems like a lot of trouble and damage. You know how much shit would go down here? Every person's computer, the whole business would shut down.
Millions of dollars of studio equipment and
tens of
TV
millions
screens.
Of dollars for one ball. I don't know. 13, 10, 60. Do you have more qualifications than Fire Warden Shy Guy? Or have you set off the sprinkler and can tell us for yourself?
Have you set off the fire sprinkler?
Have you? What actually happens to it on 13, 10, 60? I'd love to know. Because, all right, we've got video evidence of the van setting off a fire sprinkler downstairs, but that's low-stakes car park stuff. That's just showering concrete. No damage down there.
Nah.
What actually happens? People have been there, done that, and hit the sprinkler in the workplace or anywhere where they've got that, those systems. That
yeah.
The second it senses any fire, all hell breaks loose and it just decides to saturate everything in its presence. We'll get the calls on next on 131060. Go answer some calls, fire warden. There's no right. fires to be put out right now.
Well, not yet. We're prepared, though, if there is one.
Jeff, you have hit a sprinkler before with your forklift.
Yeah, with a forklift.
Right. And what happened?
Well, I knocked it and it just came down straight on top of me. Just only one came on.
Only the one you hit?
Yeah, and okay. It still caused some damage, but I got soaked.
Yeah, I bet you got soaked. That is better than the chain reaction, and that would support the theory with this van car park as well. He hits one sprinkler, and he panics, and he drives forward, and then he hits a second sprinkler.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he doesn't stop. Yeah. He keeps going for some reason.
Just a Mexican wave of triggering sprinklers. So, okay, and I mean, boss is obviously a bit pissed off, but I'd imagine warehousey forklift stuff, bit of damage. Not millions of dollars worth of damage, though.
No, I don't think it was that much.
That's all right. It's good to know. I'm fine with hitting one, and it just dribbles out. And maybe it gives you a little warning dribble. It goes, hang on, I'm going to squirt soon. Just a little bit of pre-sprinkle coming through. I mean, enough time for the fire warden Shy Guy to run and press his little buttons.
Get my hat on.
Special cupboard he's got access to. Charlie on 131060. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You set off a sprinkler?
Yes, I did, in a hairdressing salon.
Ah, yeah. So a bit of expensive equipment around there. Not millions of dollars, but still enough electronic stuff to do a bit of damage. What happened?
I was cleaning the cobwebs off the sprinkler with the broom and hit it, and as it went off, this black sludge come out first.
Oh, there's the warning shot.
Yep. And it really stunk too. It was disgusting. Yeah.
Okay. So this sounds like the act of someone who had no idea that you had to be careful around these bad boys, right?
Well, I didn't realise that you'd even just tapped it.
No,
nor
would I.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either. I'd make the exact same mistake. I'd be a first-year hairdressing apprentice, put right on the duty of dusting the cobwebs off the fire sprinklers, dreaming of a world of just cutting hair and chatting goss with the gals. And then, yeah, okay, all of a sudden. So one went or all of them?
All of them in the salon went.
Wow.
Okay.
Jesus. This is worse than I thought. This is worse than I thought.
See, because I don't think that should have happened.
Oh, okay.
Just the one, as the warden of this building, only one of them, the one that you hit, should have gone off.
System malfunction. That's what you're saying.
Possibly. Maybe installed incorrectly.
Nice. We've got a real fireman here, Wayne. Yep. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
G'day, Denny. How are you?
Hear the masculinity that comes through from a true fireman rather than a beta male fire warden.
Yeah,
little shock in the system, if you ask me. So what's the hard and fast rule around here? If I kicked a ball and I hit a sprinkler?
Only one will go off.
One will go off. Okay.
In an office building.
No, okay. Office building. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Correct.
Makes sense.
So there's a little glass bulb filled with glycerine.
Mm.
And when that glycerine gets to a certain temperature, the bulb will break and that one sprinkler will go off.
So it's really, it's if you break the bulb. It's not if you hit the sprinkler, it's if you break the bulb.
Yeah. But that does, Wayne, correct me if I'm wrong, that does send off the alarm still, right?
100%. So it'll lower the water pressure in the sprinkler system, which will activate the fire alarm.
Fire warden's getting so happy at his little extra fact that everyone in the country assumed that once the sprinkler goes off, the alarm goes off.
When you brought this up in the meeting, I went and went to all my fire warden pamphlets that the managers gave me. I watched a documentary on it that we had to watch. You've got a little bit of it there if you want to play.
Any physical damage to a sprinkler in a non-fire situation will not result in water discharge, but will cause both visual and audible alarms to be raised at the main control panel only.
Think about that voiceover for about 20 minutes. I sat through
that. Thank you. Thank you, hero. Thank you, fire hero. The ironic thing is that Shigo went to his fireman's cupboard to get his fireman's hat for this break. Locked. Doesn't have access to it. You'd be useless in a fire.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.